was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door.
Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam. Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Have a crazy day in the life. Folks, I want to share with you before we go any further tonight a Marine who shocked the crowd with the fourth official verse of the Star Spangled Banner. Listen to this.
Lewis.
One question was raised about how will we teach our young people, and I'm a former Marine, and I became aware that there are two verses, and we need to hear the second verse, which says, "Oh, thus be it ever, when free men shall stand between their loved homes and the war's desolation, blessed with victory and peace. May the heaven-rescued land praise the power that has made and preserved us a nation. Then conquer we must."
Wow. I guess somebody doesn't want to hear your godly message that has been sung for a long time that they ended up stop singing, huh? That's a shame that cut out. Well, that's how it goes, folks. My point was this, and this is why I wanted to start with this, second verse of the Star Spangled Banner. Even though I know a lot of things that I can't unknow, and I see a lot of people who call themselves patriots, which is something we'll get into another night, referring to things like the Pledge of Allegiance, which was written by a socialist to conform us to a nationalistic spirit, taking us away from the nation states that were created allegedly to provide sovereignty and protection, that state government existing to try and be the buffer between federal and supposed to be a union, not a nation. It's kind of funny how it works out that way. We essentially were the early version of the EU, only we didn't know it. My point is this. When all of us have that listen to this network, that are on this network, have feelings of love, of God, of country, of tradition, of things that we were, I hate to say, but propagandized with. I don't mean to take away from folks' patriotism, although that word these days kind of sticks a little knife in my craw. You see, the things that I've learned, I can't unlearn. What we're going to cover tonight, a little deep, the Jesuit Vatican influence, the Rothschild bankers of Rome. And, you know, it really stuns the mind how far away from the truth that we have gone. Last night we revealed that the Constitution of the state of Florida was unlawfully and absolutely completely replaced. Now, that should really send a message to people. If they can do that, if they can just do that anytime they choose to, where's the end? Where's the stop? It just does not make sense to me at all that we still continue to fall into these patriotic propaganda pieces that we're saturated with. So many of my friends, I have to spend a good portion of the day trying to explain to them, because I see people who stand against Israel. Okay, that's fine. People that expose the evil satanic nature of Talmudism. Okay, that's true. Very true. Very big problem. And then you have those on the other side who want to blame it all on Islam. Okay, that's fine too. If you want to remain ignorant, keep divided. I know some absolutely wonderful Jews. My co-host is one of them. He's a Christian by choice. He's not proud to be a Jew in his life culturally, although he is fully aware of the evil of the Talmud. As a matter of fact, real Jews, I hesitate to call them Jews, but real Jews follow the Old Testament, not the Babylonian, and that should be your first red flag, Talmud. Okay, so there's one evil. Now we have radical Islam. What is stirring? Now we all know, look, if you go off into the hills of Afghanistan and you find what would be the equivalent to the backwoods, don't get me, I don't want to insult the people from Tennessee or anything, but you get the point. People whom are isolated away from the rest of the world and literally live 2,000 years in the past, and you come in with CIA money and you topple their governments and you put in puppet regimes who beat, propagandize, and open schools that teach a radical, insane version of Islam. I watched Brzezinski telling the Taliban or Al-Qaeda, the database, how they were soldiers of God fighting God's war. All the while, the CIA was running the camps that trained them. We have seen a Syrian rebel leader eat the heart. A guy that the United States was funding. Eat the heart out of one of his KIAs. I mean, folks, we are being spun. If we go back to General Albert Pike's Morals and Dogma, if we go back to the creation of the Bavarian Illuminati, and we listen to or read, I know that's a novel concept these days. I feel like I have to put everything out on video for anybody to really, aside from our RBN audience, to understand, comprehend, or grasp any of it. People seem to have fallen off being able to read. You would see that this was all planned out a very long time ago. How could they possibly know in the 1800s that the rise of Islamic fervor would clash with a nation that had not even been formed yet? How is that? Somebody want to try and explain that one to me? So let's get into a little bit of history of who the culprits are, because people blame Jews and they blame Catholics and they blame this and they blame that. Now, I am a former Roman Catholic that will tell you that the absolute head of the snake is the first Jesuit pope in world history. This is a fact. The Black Pope and Meyer Amschel Rothschild is very interesting connections there. Vatican II affirms Catholic doctrine dating back to 1302, Unum Sanctum, when Pope Boniface VIII asserted, "It is absolutely necessary for the salvation of every human creature to be subject to the Roman Pontiff and the Holy Roman Empire." This was an inspiration for the papacy to create the United States of America, or more accurately, to co-create the United States of America that materialized in 1776 by a process just as secret as the Reagan-Vatican production of Eastern Europe in 1989. Did you get that? The American government, Roman Catholic from the beginning? Well, who was it that discovered America, allegedly for whom? I urge you to answer me that question. Consider the land known today as the District of Columbia, before the name Rome, in 1663. And folks, I'm not going down the Eric John Phelps route that tries to make... And there's a lot of things that he says that I agree with. However, again, he focuses on one and on no one else. The District of Columbia bore the name in 1663 property records. The branch of the Potomac River that bordered, it was called Rome. The branch of the Potomac River that bordered Rome on the south was called the Tiber. Where can you find that as proof and evidence? Scharf, History of the West of Western Maryland, Baltimore, 1882, page 27 through 30, you will find an explanation. That is the History of the Western of Western Maryland, 1882, page 27 through 30. This information was reported in the 1902 edition of the Catholic Encyclopedia's article on Daniel Carroll. The article specifically declaring itself of interest to Catholics in the 1902 edition was deleted from the New Catholic Encyclopedia in 1967. Folks, it was deleted. Why? Why was it deleted? Other facts were reported in 1902 and deleted from the 67 version. For example, when Congress met in Washington for the first time in November 1800, the only two really comfortable and imposing houses within the bounds of the city belonged to Roman Catholics. One was Washington's first mayor, Robert Brent. The other was Brent's brother-in-law, Notley Young, a Jesuit priest. Daniel Carroll was a Roman Catholic congressman from Maryland who signed two America's fundamental documents, the Articles of Confederation and the United States Constitution. Carroll was a direct descendant of the Calverts, a Catholic family to whom King Charles I of England had granted Maryland as a feudal barony. Carroll had received his education at St. Omer's Jesuit College in Flanders, where Young... Now, don't get me wrong, folks. The history of the Jesuits, going back to Loyola, is very suspicious as to its origins of Talmudic Judaism as its origin, as well as Adam Weishaupt. So you see, you have an incestuous relationship here. of what I call Babylon the Great. So anyway, after the granting this barony, Carinna received his education at St. Omer's, like I said. Jesuit colleges. Isn't that interesting? They were trained in a variety of guerrilla techniques for advancing the cause of Roman Catholicism among, get this, hostile Protestants. Now, anyone who knows anything about the Jesuits knows that the Jesuits have taken an oath to burn, flay, destroy in any way all Protestants, regardless. Who's hostile? In 1790, President George Washington, a Protestant himself, appointed Congressman Carroll to head a commission of three men to select land for the federal city called for in the Constitution. Of all places, the commission chose Rome, which at the time consisted of four farms, one of which belonged to Daniel Carroll. I'm sure he was paid handsomely for it. It was upon Carroll's farm that the new government chose to erect its most important building, which we now know as the Capitol. The American Capitol abounds us with clues of its Roman origins. Folks, this is going to make you a little bit sick. Freedom, the Roman goddess, whose statue crowns the dome. Folks, it crowns the dome of the Capitol. So do not call me a conspiracy theorist. It was created in Rome at the studio of American sculptor Thomas Crawford. We find an entire pantheon of Roman deities in the great fresco covering the dome's interior rotunda. Persephone, Ceres, Freedom, Vulcan, Mercury, even a deified version of George Washington. These figures were the creation of the Vatican artist Constantino Brumidi. How many learned that in American history, huh? The fact that the National State House evolved as a capital bespeaks Roman influence. No building can rightfully be called a capital unless it's a temple of Jupiter, the great father god of Rome, who ruled heaven with his thunderbolts and nourished the earth with his fertilizing rains. If it was a Capitolium, it belonged to Jupiter and his priests. Kind of ecclesiastic in nature, don't you think? Jupiter's mascot. Guess who Jupiter's mascot was? I mean, this is really shouldn't surprise you, but was the eagle, which the founding fathers made their mascot as well. Another certain German republic did as well. A Roman eagle tops the governing idol of the House of Representatives. A 46-inch sterling silver and ebony wand called a mace. The mace is the symbol of the authority in the House. When the sergeant-at-arms displays it before an unruly member of Congress, the mace restores order. Its position at the rostrum tells whether the House is in committee or in session. America's national motto, Anuit Coeptis, came from a prayer to Jupiter. It appears in Book 9 of Virgil's Epic Propaganda, a poem commissioned just before the birth of Christ by Caius Massinanus. I probably messed that one up. The multi-billionaire power behind Augustus Caesar is who he was. The poem's objective was to fashion Rome into an imperial monarchy for which its citizens would gladly sacrifice their lives. Look at the caskets that come home. We will be right back. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam.
This is the most transparent administration in history. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Yeah, somebody's going to pay.
Feel free to call in if you want to, folks. 1-800-313-9443. If you want to comment or if you want to ask a question, feel free to call in. Okay, now, where were we? We were. Okay. Now, so we know that the Capitol, if you look at the American Capitol, it's just completely saturated of its Roman origins. Now, we know Freedom, the Roman goddess whose statue crowns the dome, was created in Rome. The fact that the National State House evolved as a capital bespeaks Roman influence. So we go to fascism now. Fascism may be an ugly word to many people, but its stately emblem is absolutely apparently offensive to no one in Washington. The emblem of fascism, a pair of them, commands the wall above and behind the Speaker's rostrum in the Chamber of House of Representatives. They are called fasces. And I can think of no reason for them to be there other than to declare in everyone's face the fascistic nature of the takeover or the fraud. We are told that we are a free people. Fascist is a Roman device. It originated with the ancient Etruscans. The earliest Romans derived their religious jurisprudence nearly 3,000 years ago. It is an axe head whose handle is a bundle of rods tightly strapped together by a red sinew. Keep in mind that red sinew. It symbolizes the ordering of priestly functions into a single infallible sovereign and autocrat who could require life and limb of his subjects, which is exactly what the 14th Amendment made everyone in this country. By the way, again, a jurisdiction that was intended, allegedly, for 11 rebel criminal enterprises of the Confederacy. Allegedly, that is the story. If the fascist is entwined with laurel, like the pair on the house wall, it signifies Caesarian military power. How many of you knew that? How many? So why is it there? Why? Kind of blows your mind, huh? But they hang on the wall. The Romans called this infallible sovereign Pontifex Maximus, supreme bridge builder, kind of an old-fashioned way of saying supreme creation of the new world order. No Roman was called a Pontifex Maximus until the title was given to Julius Caesar in 48 BC. John Paul does not hold his title alone. He shares it with a mysterious partner we all have talked about before on this show. A military man. A man holding an office that has been known for more than four centuries as Papa Nero. The Black Pope. The House Fascists represent the Black Pope, who indeed does control much of the world. It is not hard to understand what immense force must belong to the heads of the society, and how the general of the Jesuits could say to the Duke of Brissac, "From this room, your grace, I govern not only Paris, but China, not only China, but the whole world, and all without anyone knowing how it's done." Constitution of the Jesuits, 1843, and without anyone knowing how it's done. We'll be back. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For over 100 years, radio has been at the forefront of new technology. Ham radio operators around the world will have their annual Field Day event June 25th and 26th. Field Day is the national open house of amateur radio, and you are invited. Come be a part of the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to your community. Find a Field Day site near you at www.arrl.org/fieldday.
Mother of the poor rich built my sails, crossed the sea of years, with no provisions, but no base.
Welcome back!
Crossed the straits of fear.
Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
Folks, never let it be said that I am not an equal opportunity teacher. I do not stay stuck on any one people because not any one people is the problem. We have an apex, a pyramid. We have a power structure of an absolute hidden hand that it's being spoken about, but not like everything else is. Folks, we've been hoodwinked for a very long time. So, we can talk about this jurisprudence of Rome, and I will get more to this. It's not hard to understand what immense force must belong to the hands of this society, and how the general of the Jesuits could say to the Duke of Brissac, remember this quote, I already quoted it, but I want you to hear it again. From this room, your grace, I govern not only Paris, but China, not only China, but the entire world, and all without anyone knowing how it's done. That is from the Constitution of the Jesuits from 1843. That's where we left off. You see, Rome historically, just like the Rothschilds have done for the past 200 years as their bankers, often would see a formidable force looking to take a Roman province, what would Rome do? Rome would dispatch its infiltrators to create a force to come against itself, oftentimes from within the opposing army. They would be two wings of the same bird. Does that sound familiar? We're being pitted against each other, black against white, Protestant against Catholic, right wing against communist, when in fact it was this organization that created it all. The Rothschilds fomenting both communism and corporatism, sometimes mistaken for, or actually in fact they created capitalism, all of these ism, capitalism and in its concept, supposed to be free trade. We all know that capitalism in and of itself is not about free trade or free exchange or voluntarism. Anyway, I'm going to get to a few callers before I go on. James in Pennsylvania. James.
Hey, brother. This is James from Pennsylvania. However, James from, yes. I mean, this whole Luciferian conglomerate of Satanist, of capitalism, and I grew up around D.C., a district of criminals.
Yes, sir.
So, I'm quite familiar with all the symbology of the Jesuit, the empires of the city, Rome, London, and Columbia.
Yes.
So, you know, people need to investigate this and realize that we're operating under the control of the four hidden dynasties of politics, commerce, education, and religion.
Yep.
Okay, and they're all in cahoots, and they've all been found. Shit, now I got a helicopter flying over my head. you know, I'm just telling the truth. You know, I'm a civil man of truth that does no harm to anyone. I like to educate the people and the masses, you know, to wake them up, you know, because we are being so subverted by all these hidden dynasties that are, you know, of their father, the devil. You know,
yes,
basically.
Sir.
And that's, you know, that's the way I look at it and see it. You know, I like to educate people and inform them of those facts. I mean, it's kind of like when you speak of it constitutionally, or, you know, take it to the deepest extreme of right and wrong. I mean, we got, there's so many things that I've been involved with in my life, and causes that I've championed, and, you know, and righteousness, you know, that, you know, there's not much righteousness. Will I ever find any righteousness in the world? I mean, it kind of shakes my faith in humanity sometimes, because mankind has been so deceived by the whole religiosity of all the various things. I mean, I'm the elder priest of the Ethiopian Zion Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's something that has a different spiritual concept. We don't worship God. We use it as a tool of conscious spiritual enlightenment. Because, I mean, in Genesis 20, it says, I have given you every green herb bearing seed. To you it should be for meat. That's spiritual sustenance. Consciousness sustenance. And that's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I mean, I could go on and on ad nauseum about the righteousness of what the thing should be. I mean, I watched the movie Armageddon the other night, and that was, like, amazing, because it, you know, it kind of points out all the treasonous behavior of the corporate idolatrous governments of this planet that are destroying all traces of righteousness within humanity.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, I'm not saying, I could, like I say, I could go on and on about this, but, you know, I'm just, I just wanted to weigh in on that, those kind of subjects. The Jesuits are wicked. They're the most wickedest things probably on the planet because they're crypto Jews.
Okay?
Yeah, you know, I mean, so it's like, you know, I mean, my family was raised Catholic.
Me too.
And,
let me say, my father's side of my family was, thank God, my mother was a Scottish Protestant. Thank God for that, because you know, she departed from the, you know, when she was with my dad, she tolerated it. She didn't really realize, not until she got a little older, how the history of the Catholics, kings of Scotland, were absolutely tyrannical. In fact, our Second Amendment that was written by some good guys who said, "I smell a rat," and tried to protect us, tried to plant a seed like I do. I tell my dear Lori, I tell her that, you know, I try and plant seeds in the cracks of the concrete so that I could bust the concrete wide open. And that's what the Second Amendment was. But where it stemmed from was the Scottish Catholic kings disarmed everyone who disagreed with them. And that is why that was incorporated into Magna Carta law, why it was incorporated into our law, why some of these men, and I say some of them because some of them were scallywags, why some of these men extracted that information and they tried to plant. Thank God, because, you know, even though the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, grants us no rights, they're inalienable. They were inherent. They existed prior to the existence of the Constitution, for Pete's sake. And every time I hear someone say, they're going to come for our Second Amendment rights, I want to bang my face into the wall because I thought that I have addressed this over and over and over and over and over again. The Constitution, and I know I have called myself a constitutionalist for many years because I did believe in the core of our traditional, God, family, country. It makes sense. It absolutely makes sense to protect those around you. It the funny thing about this is just like they do with police, they try and they give them a portion of a job that's noble, and they attach it to evil, which is greed and revenue generation, and they expect good and evil to exist side by side without any issue.
It's idolatrous corporatism, which is that love and worship of money. That's why the money changers were overturned in the temple.
Yes, sir.
Supposedly, which caused the ultimate crucifixion of the second avatar, which I being first, or, you know, the second.
Yes, sir. The Bible is a code book in and of itself.
Spiritual being, a son of a living God that does know. I'm a living Christ.
And we all are. Those of us who are walking in this path are. I have to say, I fall short daily. I try, but I'm a living manifestation of what I really truly believe. That Christ represented, and
it's called righteousness.
Yes, it's not called right peaceful. Thinking. It's not. People have this hippie version of Jesus Christ. It humors me at times. You know, sell your coat and buy a sword does not quite sound to me like peace, love, and granola. However, that being said, I don't think more bombs for Jesus is the way to go either.
I just watched the movie Armageddon the other night. I went to put my shekels down and watched it. And, you know, there's a lot that you can read into that, which is what we're about to face in this. When the demise of the idolatry of corporatism and its capabilities of shutting down the electronic banking system, the idolatry involved, all of that. And then they're going to use force. And then we're going to have to, thank God we have our powder-actuated tools of freedom to try to, you know, maintain our integrity, you know. I mean, but then again, it's okay. It, you know, my father's in control, and, you know, I mean, I don't know when the end's going to come, but I feel it coming on real soon.
You know, I feel it too, and I try and tell people. I've been, you know, it's really tough. I'm trying to help Bruce with this campaign, yet, you know, we expose things on this network and on this show specifically that, you know, people can use, like, the Southern Poverty Liars Center.
Right, Liars Center, yeah, that's what they are, yeah.
They try and you know, they call us, you know, we're anti-Semites, although they stand against Israel, too, but that's okay. You know, they get to pick and choose, and we wonder why and how our nation is being shaped. You know, we have police being trained by the Israeli military. We wonder why they're treating us like Palestinians.
Right, they're all treated like Palestinians, you know. yeah, it's like we've all been bamboozled and hoodwinked in many different realms. And when I seated, I educated, seated, and informed a group of senior citizens in my particular county to, and we formed a republic for the state that I live in, okay? And, you know, I was elected and appointed, by the county grand jury that we established, but since we were Delphi technique and all the funding that we were promised was withdrawn, okay, and, you know, it left us with our private parts in our hands, and we just did that. So we were because we can't get the cooperation of the criminal county sheriffs to this by the bed. So it's like, you know, it's like, what am I going to do, you know? I'm lucky I didn't have a target pointed on my back and, you know, taken out. You know, so I'm, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, you know, it's not really a scary thing, but that's all right. I'm eternal. I mean, my spirit is eternal. So it doesn't matter. They can kill my body, but they can't ever kill my spirit.
Amen to that. My partner, my wife, the love of my life.
I've done what I was trying to do and capable of doing with what limited resources I've ever had. You know, I've always tried to do right and do good and direct things in the proper way, which should have been done decades ago, but wasn't. And I've been working on it for a long time. I mean, it's even about the, you know, it's back in the days of the Guardians of the Free Republic. You remember that? Tim Turner?
Yes. I'm glad you mentioned
Kennedy.
That.
Well, those were, they had righteous principles behind their philosophy. Okay? I mean, I still got my in red ink thumbprint things of, you know, I was the elected to be the commissioner of the common law grand jury in my county. With my position, I tried to liaison with other common law grand juries in the respective counties in my state, but yet without cooperation from the criminal county sheriffs that are bought out by the feds, you know, I mean, all my efforts came to naught.
Yeah.
So,
they had a summit, and you know, I hesitated for some time to get on board the grand jury movement because of the Ted Turner and because of these things, these different groups that have come and gone, some of them were created by the enemy. Now, I do know because they know we've been waking up for some time now and it's been growing. However, I have faith in two. Yes, I have faith in two people right now that I'm putting my faith solely in, and that is Bruce Doucette and Anna Von Ritz.
Correct. Those two individuals I'm familiar with. I mean, I monitor RBN broadcasts quite frequently. I'm like the hall monitor around this network. I've been associated with it for years in my mentality, in my mind. They're constantly on my mind because it's the righteous thing to do. Okay? I mean, for the most part. There's a few hosts that they'll go unnamed. That I have, I'm not real fond of because they perpetrate a lot of commercial idolatrous looking to, you know, they're like militaristically brainwashed by their way of life and living, you know. But they tend to pay the bills around RBN because they're people of means. They got the money to support the network. And I know they buy their airtime. You know, I know they have their, you know, and that's kind of like...
Guess who doesn't buy his airtime?
You don't. I know
no,
you
sir.
Don't.
I will be bought by no one.
You're straight up, brother.
Thank you, brother.
I love and appreciate you to life. Okay.
I appreciate you too, brother. I appreciate all of you who are fighting for the truth. We will be back. You can hang on if you want. We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrect Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam.
To be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction. A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave Ventilation Unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com. MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave. Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Practitioners of pedophilia. That is who's running America. Just read Encyclopedia Judaica. And you'll see all the Talmudic hysteria.
Look me in the eye when I talk to you. Do you understand all the charges that were brought to you? Has your counsel recommended everything you ought to do? Have you been advised of all the options we afford to you? The prosecution is prepared to offer you a plea. They say they've identified Jane Doe number 3. Virginia Roberts photograph nude front to lead with you, Mr. Dershowitz. Do you want to see? That's what I thought. We can make it all inadmissible if you be a good sport. Admit you got caught and don't let me see a cheeky little beady-eyed rat face in my court. And I'll retain this for the future. In the event we feel the need to prosecute. persecute you. And the world will never get to see you minus your clothes. If you remain on your toes, remember anything.
Mayday Monsanto. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam. God, I love that. I tell you what, it's not my genre, and I know a lot of our audience tends to be a little older, and I, folks, you need to take this music. You need to, and anybody just send me an email, rtrtruthmedia@gmail.com, and I'll set you up so that we can get you CDs, that you can get Payday Monsanto, Will Sweeney's, his music on incredible lyrics. We'll get it on disc to you. So that you can pass it out to your youngins. They need to hear, look, they need to start hearing truth. All this gangster rap and shoot the police and all that's more that divisional stuff. And all that crap and about hoes and this and that. Well, this music has got the beat, it's got the catch, it's got historical knowledge that people are lacking for. Mike, if you could, tonight, if you could call me when you're free. 14th Amendment song. I'd like to play that at some point. Not, you know, whenever you get to it, brother. Anyway, we have, do we still have James on the line or did he drop?
Yeah, no, I'm still
there. There you go, good.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it was going good. That was, we intro'd back in there with Payday Monsanto. I don't know if you're familiar with his music.
Mount Satan? Yeah.
Yeah.
Demodified organisms are altering our DNA. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I mean, Payday, Will Sweeney, he writes this music, and I'm really desperately, I want to, if I could personally stand at the supermarket and pass it out to every young person that walks past, you know, this is what people need to do. We need to start, I don't mean this in a negative way, we need to start taking back the minds of our youth that have been for generations propagandized by the socialist, communist, whatever ist, Rothschild ist propaganda. It really has done a number on the minds of the youth. And we have got to fight back against that. And I'm trying every communication medium that I can. Anyway, we were talking about Bruce Doucette, Anna Von Ritz, and a lot of their content, research of which... It mirrors. I mean, all of these people separately sat down and done their own research, and they all come to the same conclusions, yet we can be called conspiracy theorists. Well, how, you know, when your parents, remember when you were a kid and you were, you know, you were getting a lot of heat from a lot of different directions, and your dad sat you down and said, you know what, if one person says something, well, maybe they're not wrong. But if two people, three people, four people, five people, they all start saying the same thing about you, maybe they have a point. Well, it's no different with this research. We're coming to the same conclusions, and we are using the same government documents and congressional records and everything else. And still, this corporate-dominated media, five conglomerates, managed and through the idiot box, which was probably the wet dream of the New World Order, that idiot box. But see, yeah. Now we have them waking up. They're waking up rather quickly, and we're in for some problems. I mean, we have what's going on in the Middle East and all these civil wars and everything. Just look to America during the American Civil War. What did they want to do? They wanted to fraction us. They wanted to divide us. They wanted to weaken us.
Right, divide and conquer.
That's
the methodology.
It.
Yeah.
Same old, same old. It never stops. Same old.
The Hegelian dialectic in spades, you know?
Yes. Yes, I saw one of my friends posted on Facebook, never forget. And then the picture of the planes hitting the Twin Towers, and then the... Ah, la, 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 la. And I'm like, oh, God, no, come on, man. Look, you want to be mad at an Islamic extremist, be mad at those, I can't use the language, but those people that Obama is funding, that they cut the hearts out of their victims and take a bite out of them. And, I mean... You want to get angry at somebody, that's somebody you get angry with. Now we have Orlando, okay? I laid back off Orlando.
Man, That was a science, big time.
Oh, man. I tell you what. You know what it caused me to finally do? I finally got around to it. I should have done this long ago. I actually called the Aurora, Colorado Police Department and got one of their detectives' bureaus on the line. And I asked them, do you